Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Holiday weekend in a pandemic.
I think most people are being responsible.
Another arrest in the Ahmaud Arbery case.
I need to be cleared of this because I had nothing to do with it.
An old-time tradition is new again.
Great escape for people to come out.
Good morning. I'm Matt Piper in New York with the CBS World News Roundup. The unofficial start to summer is upon us, but this one looks different from the rest. Yes, many have plans to flock to beaches and parks, but the coronavirus crisis remains, and there is worry a second wave may be coming. CBS's Steve Futterman begins our coverage.
Many Americans are getting ready to let loose, COVID-19 style.
Break away from being indoors, get some fresh air.
From here in California to Florida to New York, lots of people want to go to the beach. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
There is such a demand to get to a beach.
There will be restrictions. Crowds will be limited. Here in Southern California, there will be no sunbathing. Still, officials are concerned.
It'll be very difficult for them to maintain social distancing.
It's hoped people will follow the recommendations, but
Memorial Weekend is going to be really crazy. Everyone wants to be at the beach, you know, mess around at the beach.
Even as people are excited about this weekend, some say Americans should be ready for a new spike in cases. Here's CBS's David Begnaud.
Amid the possibility of growing summer crowds, there's a new model from Policy Lab at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia that has health officials concerned about a potential second wave.
What we're seeing is that some areas of the South may have overreached a bit.
This is what Policy Lab's director David Rubin is projecting. In places like Dallas, Texas, Palm Beach, Florida, and Montgomery, Alabama, he says cases are expected to spike because the counties there may have reopened too early. In just the last 2 weeks, the number of positive coronavirus cases in Montgomery County more than doubled. Even so, Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey has announced that entertainment venues, childcare facilities, and even summer camps will open this weekend.
We cannot sustain a delayed way of life as we search for a vaccine.
I'm Jim Crisula in Greensboro, North Carolina. Restaurants, hair and nail salons, barber shops, and daycare facilities will reopen today in North Carolina at 50% capacity. Sarah Davis manages a hair salon in Raleigh.
You won't enter the building without a temperature check. We'll be eliminating some chairs and really just trying to get that 6 foot distance.
Bars and gyms will remain closed in the state as the COVID-19 pandemic plays out.
Like many businesses across the country, churches have been mostly shuttered in an attempt to curb the spread. President Trump says there will be an announcement on their reopening today.
We're going to open our churches again. I think CDC is going to put something out very soon. We've got to open our churches. People want to go in.
The president is also ordering flags fly at half staff over the next 3 days in honor of virus victims. There has been a third arrest in connection to the February killing of Ahmaud Arbery. Correspondent Omar Villafranca.
Ahmaud Arbery's father, Marcus, and his attorney, Ben Crump, say they are encouraged by the arrest of William Roddy Bryan, the man who recorded the cell phone video of Arbery's death.
You can look at the video for yourself and see that the evidence fits the crimes that he has been charged with.
Bryan's attorney says Bryan got in his own vehicle and followed in an effort to check out the commotion.
He was unarmed and he was not in communication with Gregory or Travis McMichael.
It is very clear to Ahmaud's family that he was always part of this lynch mob.
Overseas, new unrest in Hong Kong. It's in reaction to Beijing's plans to impose national security legislation in the city. Critics say it will erode the city's freedoms, like a judicial system independent of Chinese rule. It follows massive protests last year, many of which turned violent. High school students who hope to get into the University of California system no longer have to worry about taking standardized exams. The school says for the next 4 years, incoming freshmen do not have to take the ACT or SAT. The tests will eventually be dropped entirely for California residents. A 32-year-old Long Island, New York man is under arrest, charged with killing his dad while he was on a Zoom video call for Alcoholics Anonymous. Suffolk County Police Detective Kevin Byrer.
During the meeting, one of the participants was noticed to have fallen out of the screen.
20 others were on that call. As many of us venture outside to seek entertainment, there's a whole new generation discovering what life was like before Netflix and video games. Correspondent Maria Villarreal.
Once a relic of the past, the nation's nearly 330 drive-in movie theaters are making a comeback with pandemic precautions pushing their popularity.
We've been sold out every night since we opened.
Glenn Solomon owns the Coyote Drive-In.
People are excited to take their children, get in the car, come out and have a night out together.
The Medellin Moreno family is anxious to watch their first drive-in movie.
We're feeling really, really good.
There you guys go.
General Manager Chris Fortune says even as business booms, customer and employee safety is their priority.
We are doing social distancing everywhere at the drive-in we can possibly. We have a reduced capacity in our lots.
A silver lining found on the silver screen. Mireya Villarreal, CBS News, Fort Worth, Texas.
In our continuing series from our Sam Litzinger, today, a history of what we do here.
Celebrating a century of sound.
This is London.
If there's one person who can be credited with creating radio news, the leading candidate is Edward R. Murrow. He and his team of CBS reporters, who came to be known as the Murrow Boys, even though one was a woman, were the inventors of broadcast journalism, reporting World War II for an American audience desperate to hear it.
This is Richard C. Hottolett speaking from London. The Allied forces landed in France early this morning.
Richard C. Hottolett and the other Murrow boys talked about what they saw and heard.
Whatever you saw was a fact.
The technology of the day was relatively primitive, so just getting a report on the air was a minor miracle.
This is London calling Columbia, New York.
The radio networks began to make news a centerpiece of their programming. And as happened with soap operas and game shows and dramas, television used radio news as a template for its own newscast. Even Murrow made the transition, but it all began on the radio.
Good night and good luck.
For CBS News and the National Press Club, I'm Sam Litzinger.
Happy birthday to this gobble gobble. 40 years ago today, that bright yellow dot-chomping little guy called Pac-Man was born, and it's become the most successful arcade game of all time. During these wild times, wildlife is taking over.
Operators of the national parks say amid the virus-related lockdowns, wildlife are reclaiming the parks. The population of black bears has quadrupled at California's Yosemite. Bobcats and deer populations also teeming, and they have no fear. The animals now like to congregate at designated people areas in the various parks, buildings, and roadways. Rangers and wildlife experts say it's nature's way. But they are worried about what happens when the humans return. Jim Shanavy, CBS News.
While holiday weekends typically mean deals at stores, there's also many that are giving back to workers on the COVID front lines. Anthropologie's Bridal Line is donating 100 wedding gowns to brides-to-be who work in healthcare. Crocs donating shoes while also offering 30% off. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, May 22nd. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Matt Piper, CBS News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!